USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. More than a week since a federal grand jury handed down the classified documents indictment against former President Trump, his support among Republican voters is slipping.
While support has fallen a bit, the CNN poll shows Trump still leads the Republican presidential primary field for 2024. 47% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say they support Trump for the GOP nomination, down from 53% who said the same last month. I'm John Schaefer.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Hunter Biden has received a sweetheart deal from federal prosecutors in a tax and gun charges case. The president's son is pleading guilty to charges in both. McCarthy says there's a two-tiered system of justice in America.
People have said that they had to pay the president's family money for favors.
He thought about it Tuesday. President Biden said he's proud of his son. The largest newspaper publisher in the country is suing Google. Virginia-based Gannett alleges Google holds a monopoly over digital advertising markets. Gannett filed the lawsuit in a New York federal court. The search continues for a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic. At the helm of the sub is the president and founder of Ocean Gate Expeditions, Stockton Rush, who talked about the submarine experience in an interview last year.
We've done 18 and 19 major expeditions. We've dove in the Gulf of Mexico, the Bahamas, Alcatraz Island in San Francisco, the east coast of the U.S. We have three different submersibles, so we can take them anywhere. It just turns out that where people want to go is the Titanic.
Aboard the sub with Rush are British billionaire Hamish Harding, Pakistani energy and tech mogul Shahzada Dawood, his son Suleiman, and famed French diver Paul-Henri Narjolet. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
In the new age of legal sports betting, the NFL is reinforcing its gambling policy to players across the league. One of the key changes will be that all rookies will now be required to attend mandatory education sessions. League officials are also set to make the rounds to different team facilities to spread the word. The NFL's gambling policy includes no betting on any NFL games, no sharing any team inside info, and no participating in any daily fantasy games, among a few other rules. President Biden's meeting with artificial intelligence experts in San Francisco, California.
We'll see more technological change in the next 10 years than we've seen in the last 50 years.
Ahead of the meeting, Biden told reporters he wants to hear directly from experts on the possibilities and risks associated. The visit comes as many in Washington are scrambling to regulate the technology. The Pentagon says an accounting error revealed last month overvalued military aid to Ukraine by a lot.
It was announced Tuesday that the error includes fiscal years 2022 and 2023 when the U.S. transferred weaponry. Services used replacement costs rather than net book value, according to officials. That resulted in overestimating the value of the equipment. The final calculation of the error exceeds the $3 billion that the Pentagon previously estimated. I'm Brian Shook.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.